I must confess, when the Me Too hashtag started flooding my social media timeline, I was skeptical. I am a social media cynic, even as I'm a social media addict. I think of it as a performance space, faux activism, a blip of feel-good catharsis. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. But there was something different about Me Too. I was not surprised that it was so pervasive, so ubiquitous that it touched almost every woman on my timeline. As a beloved friend in her 70s said, you cannot be alive this long and not say Me Too. But then another professional acquaintance, a man, wrote, when your daughter also posts Me Too. This hashtag can cut too close to the bone. That's when it became discomforting. The woman across the office with whom you laugh, joke, argue every day still laughs, jokes and argues and meets her deadlines. But you realize that in between all that, she also posted Me Too. She does not talk about it, neither do you, but you know. She knows you probably know. That knowledge has weight. This hashtag carries weight. Other hashtags have been different when they support gay rights or when they say Je suis Charlie Hebdo. They are about solidarity, not vulnerability. They allow us to wear our liberal credentials on our sleeves with the click of a Facebook filter. This one turns the lens around from others to ourselves. This is the first hashtag that made me look at those I know differently. And this is also the first hashtag that made me look at myself differently as well. This is a difficult conversation disguised as a hashtag. Now, the conversation just got more difficult in India thanks to someone in California. Raya Sarkar, a law student in Davis, decided to create a list, a crowdsourced list of Indian academics who have been accused of sexually harassing their students. It created a stir as over 60 names showed up from premier Indian institutions. Sarkar says it's for students to be wary of professors through first-hand accounts of victims. Now, it's all over the news.
From the Me Too movement to now naming and shaming those who indulge in sexual harassment online. And remember, this in educational institutions is something, of course, that is now trending online. This list is growing by the hour.
But while Me Too created an outpouring of solidarity, this naming and shaming has split even the feminist groups. One group signed an open letter saying it is worrying that anyone can be named anonymously with lack of answerability and that those guilty of sexual harassment are placed on par with unsubstantiated accusations. As Ashwini Deshpande, professor at Delhi University, tells NewsX.
The question is whether making such lists which flatten the problem, which provide no context, and which are amenable to being used to settle personal animosities, is that really a good way of going about highlighting the issue?
Another activist, Kavita Krishnan, wrote that while men on the list might well be guilty, an anonymous list is akin to blackening faces, publicly parading and socially boycotting people based on anonymous allegations. But lawyer Karuna Nandi tells NDTV that in her mind, the list is really an act of civil disobedience.
And the fact that women from, you know, Delhi and Cochin and Kolkata are trusting somebody they never met over the internet. And they are writing to her and trusting her.
Yes.
And trusting her to be the gatekeeper of truth. Right? Which is something that is troubling in a larger sense, obviously. But I don't think it's anyone's case that due process should be binned. I don't think it's anyone's case that this is a trope that should continue and should happen all the time. I think this is more a disruption of the system.
Okay.
The list might be problematic, but the bigger problem is so many women feel that it's necessary, that they didn't even feel that they could file a complaint, that the old boys club was just too loaded against them. As a man, I can take refuge in the bubble of not me. I am not the gang rapist. I'm not the one who shoved my hand down a woman's shirt. I'm not Harvey Weinstein. But the list is a reminder that sometimes that's not enough. It erodes the comfort of not all men. If nothing else, this hashtag and the list in its wake has made us realize that even being a bystander to harassment does not let any of us off the hook. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.